Well, good morning, everybody. I love this service. I don't know about you, but I love this service. It's one of my favorites.
我非常的喜欢这个聚会。
It always makes me smile big.
从人让我笑得很开心。
So do you, Liambo. Let me pray before we take a look at God's word.
在我们开口来分享神的话之前，我们先低头祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us.
天父, 我们谢谢你向我们说话。
We thank you that we can speak to you.
我们谢谢你，我们可以向你说话。
We thank you that you hear our prayers.
我们谢谢你，你听我们的祷告。
Please help us understand and believe that all the more today.
请你帮助我们今天明白你更多。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名, Amen.
I want to read you a prayer.
我想读一个祷告。
It goes, Dear God, thanks for tomatoes and Auntie Ash and Uncle Dave. And please grow Dada's tomatoes big and strong. Please take us on our holidays and we can eat dinosaur muffins.
上面这个祷告说，亲爱的神啊，我为西红柿和安氏阿姨。 还有戴夫叔叔，感谢你，求你让爸爸的西红柿长得又大又壮，求你带我们去度假，我们可以吃恐龙松饼。Dinosaur
muffins with lots and lots of dinosaurs on them, because I love dinosaurs and I love muffins. In Jesus' name, Amen.
因为这个恐龙松饼上面有许许多多的恐龙，因为我喜欢恐龙，我也喜欢松饼，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。That's
how Angie led us in prayer last month. No, it's not. One night not that long ago, this is what my little boy Micah prayed.
这是不久前的一天晚上，我的儿子Micah的祷告。
It's a little bit funny, isn't it? And yet, it is insightful too.
你要看听起来比较滑稽，是不是？但是也非常的有见地。
Here is a little boy talking to an almighty God, a child speaking to his father.
在这里，小男孩和一个全能的神说话。 一个孩子，他可以跟他的父亲来对话。And
it's personal, isn't it? It's personal, full of requests, expectant and waiting. He wanted those muffins, and it shows what his little heart desires.
这个祷告非常的充满了个人化，充满了请求、期待，还有盼望。他表达了一个幼小心灵的盼望。That
prayer, Micah's little prayer, can be heard by God. It is heard by God.
我们知道神，您听到麦克的祷告。
Your prayers, my prayers, all of our prayers can be heard and are heard by God.
你知道，无论是你的祷告、我的祷告，我们每个人的祷告，神都能听得见。But
I wonder, do we pray like we are heard by the God of the universe?
但是我们想知道，我们的祷告是不是想知道神真正的宇宙的神真的能听到呢？
Do we truly believe that prayer actually works?
你是不是相信祷告真正的管用吗？
It has long been said that prayer is this sort of universal human activity, and for many religious people, it is.
你知道，很多人都说祷告的是一种普遍的宗教的活动，也的确，许多的宗教都祷告。
But the general discourse on prayer, it's sort of changed, and it doesn't help with our questions about prayer.
你知道，现在人们对祷告的态度有了很大的改变，我们觉得它跟我们现在的问题呢，没有什么相关。
Because prayer, like religion, has been made this sort of private or personal thing, disconnected from reality, a mystical thing that is detached from everyday life.
现在人们好像觉得祷告是私下的事情，是个人的事情，和现实比较脱节，好像是一个和我们日常生活没有关的事情。
We are often told that prayer, well, it's just phony. And once it's defined as phony, it feels that way too.
经常有人说祷告是假的。 一旦我们把祷告定义成假的，所以感觉起来就像假的一样。This
means that often the biggest frustration with prayer is the activity itself. I mean, we try to do it, but then we last about 10 seconds, and the list pops into our head of all the things we should be doing in that very moment.
你知道，我祷告中最大的挫折就是祷告这个活动本身。我们确实要尝试，有的时候祷告了不到十分钟，各种各样的思想都在我们的头脑中泛出来了。Or
we immediately start asking, what am I actually doing here? I mean, praying, talking, am I talking to myself? Am I talking to God?
有的时候我们立刻就开始问啊，我到底 到底在这里干什么？是我自己在这里自言自语呢吗？
How many of you felt this way? Prayer becomes more of a burden than the pleasure and relationship it should be.
我们中间，你是不是有人有这样的感觉呢？我们的祷告不再是一种喜乐，而是成了一种负担。
You don't feel heard. You just feel plain silly. And am I just talking to myself? Am I alone in this circumstance?You're not alone when it comes to this with prayer. Most Christians feel frustrated when it comes to prayer.
说我们有的时候觉得我们的祷告没有人听，我们觉得自己好像傻乎乎的在那里只是自言自语。其实，在祷告的时候，你并不孤单。祷告的时候呢，大部分的人会感到沮丧，这就是。
Sorry, I was trying to follow along, but I lost track. But we are heard, and what we focus on actually helps in all of this.
你说，但是的确是神听我们的祷告。如果我们在专注于祷告的话，这个祷告是对我们有帮助的。
See Micah, my little boy, his prayer is surprisingly helpful. Becoming like a child again, that sort of intimacy and imagination, it's sort of a good example to follow.
我们儿子祷告的麦卡是非常有帮助的。我们能够像他一样变成小孩子的样式，能够跟亲密的啊有想象力的给神说话，他可以是我们一个很好的榜样。
But we have a better example again. Because Paul, in Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, he gives us an example that helps us find the focus.
你知道在这里保罗给我们一个更好的一个祷告的例子，在这里可以帮助我们找到焦点，怎么样学会祷告，就是在以弗所书三章的十四节到二十一节。
One of the best ways to learn what prayer is and how to actually pray is from mature Christians, and we've got a great one here in Paul. So let's take a lesson from Paul today.
你知道要想学习祷告最好的方法就是从那个成熟的基督徒他们怎么祷告，我们来学习。我们今天就从保罗身上来学这个功课。
And if you noticed from last week, Paul's prayer actually started back in verse 1 of chapter 3. So flick back to verse 1 of chapter 3.
你知道保罗的祷告其实从三章的第一节就开始了。我们现在回到三章的第一节。
He says, For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
But he was interrupted, wasn't he? With recounting his ministry and the significant place the church has.
但是保罗因为叙述他的宣教和教会的重要性，结果把他的祷告打断了。
But he picks back up in verse 14 with the same phrase, doesn't he? For this reason.
你知道在十四节保罗又接上他第一节的祷告说因此
And what's the reason? It's the story of redemption God uniting people in and through Christ
你知道为因此为这个为这时候为这个原因为什么原因呢就是救赎的故事神借着耶稣基督和人联系在一起
And not just two groups of people but the people have become in Christ a holy temple, 2:21 tells us, built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit.
我们在基督里面同归于一，成为主的圣殿，我们成为神借着圣灵居住的地方。
And now the people are to live that way, to live out that identity as that holy temple. So Paul prays.
因为我们人要活出这个身份来。要活出我们个人的身份来，那么保罗在这里祷告。
Paul prays because he knows God will actually hear what he's saying, and he knows that the people need God's power to do this.
保罗知道，当我们祷告的时候，神会听我们的祷告。他也知道我们这个人需要从神来的能力。
And to begin with, he starts in a very personal way. Prayer can and should be personal, relational.
你知道保罗祷告是一个非常个人化的方式开始的祷告应当是个人化的而且是跟神有关系的
Because the infinite God that we speak to is also intimate and personal and our first lesson from Paul comes from his approach and his address
一个无限的神他也是非常亲切的而且是个人化的所以我们的第一课就是从保罗怎么样祷告这个方法来看
Verse 14, For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
14到15节因此我在父面前屈膝天上地下的各家都是从他得名。
Paul starts by kneeling. He gets down on his knees, he tells them. And the normal posture in sort of Jewish and early Christian prayer was actually to stand.
你知道保罗祷告是由屈膝开始的。你知道保罗在这开始跪下来。你知道吗？犹太人和早期的基督徒，他们祷告的一般的姿势是站着的。
And so it's pretty uncommon throughout the Bible to kneel. So this is an unusual and humbling act.
在整本圣经里，跪着祷告呢是很不平常的。所以在这里祷告，保罗祷告跪着，它是一种非常不寻常的谦卑的行为。
And it would have been difficult for Paul if you think about what he's been through and him in prison kneeling.
你知道对保罗是不容易的。因为保罗现在在监狱里，他经历了一切的难处，让他跪下来祷告不容易的。
Both physically and psychologically, humbly bending the knee is difficult, but he does it.
你知道，无论从身体上，无论从心理上，能够谦卑的跪下祷告，这么做都不容易，但是保罗做到了。
I wonder what stops us from kneeling when we pray.
我不知道什么时候拦阻了你不跪下来祷告。
Maybe like my brother Lambeau, you do.Often and occasionally yourself.
可能啊，你也有的时候来跪着来祷告。
For some, physically, it could be very difficult. I get that. But for most of us, it's more a psychological thing.
对有些人可能身体上有个人的难处，他跪下来祷告很难。但是对我们大多数人来说啊，是心理上的问题。
And it's not like a pride thing that we're not willing to kneel before the Father. It just feels weird.Because we don't do it.
他甚至不是说一件骄傲的事，说我不肯不愿意跪下来，而只是觉得我们跪下来祷告觉得很怪怪的，所以我们就不跪下。
But for many, this might tap into how we feel about prayer in general.
但是这个呢，帮助我们在总体上理解怎么样祷告。
It just feels weird. It's not done. It's difficult.
总是觉得祷告怪怪的，做起来很难。
And so we end up never approaching our God. Or when we do, it is uncomfortable, like talking to a stranger, you know you sort of have to, but you don't really want to.
有的时候，所以呢，我们这样呢，就永远不会接近神。所以当我们祷告的时候，我们觉得很不舒服，好像就跟一个人，陌生人说话一样，不想说话，但是又不得不说话。
But our intimate connection, our personal relationship can change that discomfort.
但是我们跟神之间个人的亲近的关系可以改变这种不舒服的状态。
Like a child sitting with, walking with, talking with the most gracious and wonderful father you could ever imagine.
就像一个孩子来坐着或者站着啊，走着来给他的父亲谈话一样。
See, that is exactly how Paul addresses God. In verse 14, what did he call him? He calls him Father.
我们看保罗是如何称呼神的，在第十四节。他称为神是父亲。
Jesus actually calls God Father some sort of 60 times in the Gospels. And Jesus even taught his followers to do the same. He says, Our Father in heaven. That's how you were to address him.
你知道在福音书里，耶稣称神是他的父亲有60次。耶稣也教他的门徒也称神为他们的父亲。
To call God their Father, it's big. This is intimate. This is personal. It's not detached, is it?
你知道称呼神是我们的父亲是一种亲密的个人的关系不是那么疏远的。
But the very phrase father can make this hard. Because like me, earthly fathers are broken. Earthly fathers fail us.
这个父亲这个词有的时候觉得很难因为就像我们是一样我们地上的父亲是破碎的我们地上的父亲常常会使我们失望。
I mean, I know I'm not always present.Sometimes I hear Micah and Tilly, but I choose not even to pay attention to them.
你知道，有的时候我对我的孩子，有的时候不是总是跟我的孩子在一起，有的时候我听见我的孩子了，有的时候我注意，好像故意的不看他一眼。
And even more seriously, there are others who have had to suffer abuse because of their fathers.
我们更严肃的是，我们中间可能有的人他的父亲受父亲的虐待。
Watched as their fathers.Abuse others, have maybe even abandoned them.
有的人甚至看他的父亲去虐待别的人，而且被遗弃。
But please do not judge God by that standard, for He is always present, always waiting to hear from you, from me.
但是我们不要按着这个标准来判断神， 因为神一直的与我们同在，他总是在听我们的祷告，听你的祷告，听我的祷告。
The Apostle Peter echoes the Psalms when he says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer."
彼得他引用诗篇上说，耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的祷告。
The Father is waiting and wanting to hear, and to the one where like a thousand years is but a day, he has the ability to hear, to listen to every single person when they call.
神他渴望听见你的祷告。这个看千年如一日的神，他有能力听到每一个呼求他的人。
Even when we see the best moments of fathers interacting with their kids, you know how it gives you that smile? Even that is but a glimpse of the intimate and personal relationship you have with God.
当我们看到啊，一个父亲和孩子，他们想出最美好的时刻，那只不过是你和神有亲密关系的一个缩影。
And this is why the focus is important. Prayer isn't the object, and so I'm not going to tell you exactly how to pray. Communicating with the Father is.
这就是我们在祷告中注重什么才是最重要的。其实祷告不是目的，和天父沟通才是目的。
Like focusing on prayer would be like when you're driving and you focus on the windshield instead of the road.
专注于祷告，你专注于祷告本身，就像好像人开车的时候把注意力都注意在。
No wonder it gets frustrating when you're focusing on the conversation rather than the reason, the relationship for it.
难怪祷告就是这样的令人沮丧，就是人好像专注于对话，但是呢，啊，把祷告当成交易。
Sorry, brother. It can easily become a transaction when God has said, "I have blessed you, I have saved you." There is no need for a transaction. Just come, speak to me.
祷告成了一种交易。当神说我已经祝福了你，我已经拯救了你的时候，你不需要交易，你不需要，你只要来到神面前跟神说话。
We need to focus on who we are addressing, the intimate and personal Father.
我们需要把焦点放在知道我们在和谁说话，因为神是给我们有亲密关系的，他是我们个人的父亲。
But he's also the infinitely powerful Creator.Which creates a tension because what Paul says in verse 15 reminds us of this.
保罗在第十五节里提醒我们，神也是一个无限强大的创造主。
Verse 15 stresses the universal power of God that He has over all, and this should give us unbelievable confidence when we ask for things.
在十四节他强调神有全能，他掌管着一切。当我们知道神是这样的时候，当我们寻求神、祷告神的时候，这就给我们难以置信的信心。
But it also creates this strange sort of tension too.
但是它还造成一些张力。
How could my prayers influence this almighty creator? How could my prayers influence the functions of this world?
你想我的祷告怎么能影响这个全能的创造主？我们的祷告怎么能影响神对这个世界的运作？
Because the infinite creator is also the intimate father.Who longs to hear from his children?
因为那个无限的创造主也是我们亲爱的父亲，他渴望听他们孩子的祷告。
Longing to hear them and to respond with love, because prayer is personal and relational, because God longs to be personal and relational with his children.
是神愿意在祷告中，在爱中回应我们。祷告是我们个人跟神建立的关系，神渴望和他的孩子们建立亲密的关系。
And Paul knows that his father wants to give. And so this prayer of his, it's heavy with requests.
你知道，他知道，保罗知道，天父他渴望给予我们东西，所以他这个祷告里满了祈求。
Prayer is meant to be full of requests. And verses 16 to 19 are sort of the main content of Paul's prayer. And look at what it is that Paul asks for.
保罗祷告本来就是祈求东西，所以在16节到19节这是保罗祷告的主要内容。我们看看保罗祈求的是什么。
I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge.That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
16到19节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵， 叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Paul's prayer is Trinitarian here. The whole Godhead is involved. God the Father empowering the people through the Spirit so that Jesus can dwell in their hearts and they can understand love in ever increasing measures.
保罗的祷告也是三位一体式的，保罗在神的每一个位格都涉及到了父神通过圣灵赐给我们力量，所以可以让耶稣住在我们的心里，以至于我们能够明白基督的爱是过于人所能测度的。
And he has two requests for strength. The first one for the power, for the strength of God to be at work in them by the Spirit.
他有两次请求力量，第一次请求就是求神的能力借着圣灵在我们的心里做工。
And the second that they may know the power of God's love.
第二个是让我们知道神爱的力量。
This means that the Christian life isn't so much us working hard, but the power of God working in and through us.
这就意味着我们基督徒的生活不是靠着我们自己努力的工作，而是让神的能力在我们里面工作，通过我们工作。
So then to just try and work on prayer, if we were to just focus on prayer, it gets the focus wrong.
如果我们再次努力的靠着自己去祷告，我们的焦点又一次弄错了。
Our life is to be disciplined, and prayer is a discipline. But it'd be like going to the gym and just working out on like one arm all the time.
我们的生活呢要受到训练，祷告的生活也需要训练，就是好像去健身一样，不能老是只用一只的手。
And I apologize, Liam, but he had no idea who this person was. But I said you end up looking like a one-armed Popeye. And Liam was like, "Who is this Popeye? What is a Popeye?"
他说一个人物，他说不能到健身房来只去啊练一个胳膊。如果你要老是练胳膊，一个胳膊的就像一个那个电视中的人物，就叫 Popeye。但是我不知道。
I'll ask him later what it is that he. It's like having one massive arm and one scrawny arm.
他说那个人光练一只胳膊，结果一只胳膊非常的强壮，另一个胳膊非常细小。
We have to remember that this isn't a transaction.
我们知道祷告不是一项交易。
But a personal relationship with the intimate and infinite Father.
而是我们个人跟一个亲密的无限的神相交的关系。
Paul is asking to God to grow these people that they are so embedded in the love of Christ that all things sprout from him.
保罗求让这些人能够成长，使我们都能深深地扎根在基督的爱里面。
All things grow up are built upon his love, which means if it's built upon that, there is no fear, no risk, no doubt in asking for anything.
所有在从主里面都是在他的爱中建立成长，这就意味着我们无论向神求任何的东西，我们都不必惧怕，不必冒险。
And so are your prayers full of requests?
你的祷告是不是充满了祈求呢？
Firstly, big requests, like Paul's praying here, requests to see God, Christ indwell his people, asking for the Spirit to enter and dwell.
你知道吗？像保罗那样用大的祈求，祈求看到神基督住在他子民的心里，然后看到圣灵进来住在我们每个人的里面。
Requests to understand the love of God more, to understand its completeness. These are big prayers. And we will think big again in a moment.
他祈求让我们能更深的更多的了解神的爱，理解神爱的完全，这些都是大的祷告，一会儿我们还想到大的。
But I wonder what prevents you from asking.
我想问问你，有什么事拦阻着你不求告神呢？
Just generally, but maybe particularly about the small things in life, that the seemingly trivial, the everyday things.
一般上你什么事拦阻你祷告呢？可能我们觉得那些小事，就是那些看起来琐碎的日常的小事情。
Maybe it's so that we don't doubt or have the opportunity to doubt when the prayer isn't answered. You know, we don't take that risk of offering the thing up to God.
有的时候我们在想，哦，我们如果我们祷告得不到回应的话，我们不要冒那个险了，我们不想啊疑惑神。
Or maybe it's because we just don't even believe that God cares about the trivial matters.
有的时候我们甚至不相信说神真正的关心这些细小的事情。
When I think of trivial prayers, I think of one particular moment, and I think of my Holden Commodore that I had.
他说当我想到些琐碎的事情的时候，我就想到我那汽车，那 Holden Commodore.
I bought this terrible car, which we called the ultimate hook 'em beast.
我买了这个非常可怕的车。
It wasn't ultimate, I can tell you that.
它是个好像是很坏的车了。
And then we wisely decided to offer to drive a whole group of my friends down to a wedding in Melbourne and home as well.
他有一次主动地提出送他的一群朋友去一个墨尔本的婚礼然后回来。
And about halfway home from Melbourne, which is quite a distance, it was not looking good.
但从墨尔本回来的路上呢，突然呢，在半路上这个车不行了。
Finally, it just wouldn't go, it wouldn't start, it wouldn't do anything, so we pulled over, no idea what to do, I've got no idea about cars.
你知道，到最后他完全不走了，他也不知道该怎么做，只能在那里等着。
A few people were particularly close to tears, particularly one young lady in the back, because she had a new job she was starting the next day and was freaking out.
在里头有人甚至要掉出眼泪来了，知道吗？
And my friend Sam, I remember this very well, said, we should pray.
他说我记得我的朋友Sam就说，哎呀，我们应当祷告。
And I didn't say it, but I tell you, I remember thinking, come on, man, that doesn't work.
他说我记得那时候清楚地想说，得了，这个祷告不管用的。
Seriously, the car, it won't start. It doesn't work.
你看这车就在那不停了，就是不动了，祷告就管用吗？
But I listened to him. And he and I spent some time praying out the front of the car, just sitting on the bonnet. And when we had finished,
后来呢，他们的决定还是在他听了他的朋友的建议，就在车的前面来祷告。
We tried the car again, I said.
等他祷告完了以后，他们就开始重新的打开车。
Yeah, it started first time, like the first turn of that key, it started, and we got all the way home, literally driving on a prayer.
你知道，当他这个钥匙一打开的时候，这车就开始转了。后来他们就开着开车回来，一路上祷告啊。
I mean, there was fuel and stuff, but you get my point, and then we got home, everybody was really happy, and that night we decided to start searching for a new car.
你知道，然后这个开车一路回家来，真正的他们非常的感谢神，等回到家了都想买一个新车了。
Now, I don't know the reason that it started. It might have just needed time to cool down. It might have been that I had no idea what I was doing with a key and an accelerator. We can't know the cause and effect.
他说我不知道那一次为什么能祷告了以后就发动了，也可能是车需要冷却下来，也可能有别的原因，但是他不知道。But
when we ask God and draw Him into the everyday, we draw Him into that moment.
但是我们求神，在那一刻我们祷告神的时候，神就介入这个事情。A
moment of need, a moment of want that we are articulating to our good Father, even if it did seem trivial.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就是让神来介入，即使我们有些事情看来是非常的小。And
I tell you, still to this day, whenever I see Sam, pretty much every time we talk about that Commodore moment and how good God is.
直到今天我遇见我的朋友Sam的时候，我们还会说那个事情，我们看到神听了我们的祷告，神真的很好。Prayer
is always, in all moments, full of requests. I mean, consider the Lord's Prayer, because it too is full of requests.
祷告就是充满了祈求，你想想主导文的话，是吧？里面充满的都是祷告和祈求。Even
the beginning, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。Your
kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。And
it cares even for the trivial. Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Because many of the trivial needs are still needs.
因为很多小的事情，小的需要，我们仍然需要它。
Trivial is okay. It's okay to pray for Micah's dinosaur cupcakes. God is that involved in all aspects of our life.
祷告琐碎的小事是可以的。我向我的儿子为恐龙、为那纸杯的蛋糕来祷告都没关系，因为神关心我们生活的每一个方面。
The good things, the needy things, the big things, the little things, the cars and the cupcakes, all requests, big and small.
所以说我们所有的事都可以祷告，我们这好的事情，我们有大的需要，大事、小事、汽车、蛋糕，所有的请求，不论大小，都可以祷告的。
The infinite and personal God wants to hear them. He wants to know you're asking of Him and requesting from Him because as you grow, all aspects of your life are connected to that personal relationship.
我们这当我们祷告的时候，这个无信的神，这个个人的神，他会在听我们的祷告，他知道你在向他祈求。当你请求的时候，你的生命就在成长，你的灵也在成长，你生命中的每一个方面和那个有给你有个人关系的主是相连的。
So we pray like Paul personally and full of requests.
所以我们祷告也像保罗祷告一样，是个人跟神之间的关系，充满了祈求。
If you met Jesus walking down the street,
如果你
what would you ask him?
如果你遇见耶稣走在街上，你会给耶稣要什么呢？
I wonder. Maybe it's a curiosity thing. I mean, like, what is heaven like?
我想啊，你会向他要什么？你回去问一件非常好奇的事情，说天堂是怎么样的呀？
We don't have lots of these details about when he was a kid. So, how was it when you were a kid? Or maybe, could you remember your time in the womb? I mean, you were God at the same time, so maybe you could be the one to tell us what it's like.
哎，当你是孩子的时候，你怎么样？因为圣经中没有告诉我们耶稣关于很多耶稣在孩提时代的故事。可能问他：哇，既然你是神，你是不是记得你在你母腹中的时间呢
？But I think it'd be more like this. Why won't you heal my body? Why do you allow cancer to ruin lives? Why can't I find a job? Why did you take my child, my brother, my sister away from me? Why do I always feel distant and alone? Why should I bother praying?
你可能问神很多的事情，你为什么不治愈我的身体？为什么让癌症毁掉了人的生命？我为什么找不到一份工作？为什么你带走我的孩子、我的哥哥姐姐？为什么我总是感到那么孤独啊？跟你那么远，为什么有的时候我还有麻烦去祷告
？And I mean, on that, Jesus, why did you pray? It is telling that Jesus prayed, is it not?
哎，你甚至问啊，耶稣，你为什么祷告啊？因为在圣经中确实告诉我们，耶稣也祷告。
Two of Jesus' most revealing prayers are his Abba prayer in Gethsemane, just before he goes to the cross, and then his Eloi prayer upon that very cross.
你还记得吗？耶稣两个啊很有启发性的祷告，一个是在克西马尼园里的祷告，他祷告阿爸父；另一个是在十字架上，他说伊洛伊那个祷告。
The letter to the Hebrews says he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, but he wasn't saved from death, was he?
希伯来书说，他大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求能救他免死的主，但是神并没有救他免死，是不是
？And yet within Jesus' prayers, he prayed like expectantly, awaiting, knowing his Father is the God of all hope.
但是耶稣仍然在祷告，他祷告的时候满怀着期待和盼望。他知道他的父亲是使人有盼望的神。
Why bother praying?Because our Father longs to hear, and maybe it is as simple as saying, "Well, Jesus prayed."
为什么还要祷告呢？因为我们的父亲，我们的天父渴望听到我们祷告，就像说话一样简单。因为耶稣也祷告。
Jesus, the Son of God, the Word that spoke the world into existence, who sustains all things, He felt the need, the desire to pray.
耶稣他是神的儿子，他借着他的话创造诸世界，他用他全能的命令来托住万有。他还觉得有必要祷告，他愿意祷告。
And this man prayed as if it made a difference. He was always awaiting, expecting, because of who it was that he cried to.
他祷告以后就会不一样。他一直等待着神给他答案。他知道他在向谁祈求。
Paul prays to that same God, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
保罗也同样是向同一位神祷告，他说神能照着运行在你们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，远超过我们所求所想的，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
We've just seen Jesus prays with hope and expectation. Here, Paul prays with hope and expectation.
耶稣带着希望和期待和祷告，同样保罗也带着希望和期待来祷告。
Paul prays because God is able to do more than all we ask or imagine.
保罗祷告，他知道神能做到的远远超过我们所求所想的。
More than you could imagine. I mean, do you have that sort of anticipation?
远远超过你能所求所想的，你有这样的期待吗？
Or has doubt forced its way in? Because again, focus is important. Hope actually begins with the heart of God, and prayer extends from that hope.
或者是我们有的时候让疑惑进来了，在这里再次焦点是重要的，希望要有希望，希望开始于神的心，祷告就是从希望中继续的延伸出去。
Paul's prayer extended for this. Remember, he said, for this reason. And the reason was the incredible story of redemption.
保罗从就是从这里开始，他说因此，他说你记得吗？这个祷告的原因吗？就是那个令人难以置信的神救赎我们的故事。
Our hope secure in what it is that Christ has done. Now, many of us say in sort of practice that we believe in Christian hope, the hope of that ultimate redemption that we have.
我们基督徒，我们是有盼望的，我们的盼望就是最终能够得到神的救赎。
But we are ever living and breathing the cynical spirit of our age, and we miss the heart of God.
但是我们生活在这个时代，我们都是在愤世嫉俗的灵里生活呼吸，我们没有明白神的心。
If we really grasp the immensity of what has happened, what God has done in redemption, in making a people for Himself, then we too could pray just like Paul.
我们知道，如果真正的了解了神救赎我们的大功，他在基督里我们来救赎我们，我们也会像保罗一样祷告。
Are your prayers cynical, or are they prayed with anticipation?
你的祷告是愤世嫉俗呢，还是你在期待中祷告
？Awaiting prayers like Paul's mean we can pray with expectation in times of desperate need or even in times of joy.
等待就是在这祷告中等待的意思，就是我们在期待中来祷告，在有时候我们有非常大的需要，或者我们有喜乐的时候，都要祷告。
We can allow for our deepest longings, our deepest desires to be expressed, and we can do this repeatedly, even when it's not answered the way we expect.
我们可以向神表达我们最深切的渴慕和盼望，我们可以重复的这么做，一直的这样等待。
Always awaiting, always expectant. And so I ask, what have you been praying for this year?
一直在等待，一直的盼望。在今年，你为什么是祷告呢
？Think about it. What has been on your heart, time and time again? I'll tell you mine. Sleep.
想想看，在你的心里，你今年所牵，你的心里牵挂的什么呢？我告诉你一件事，我就是想的是睡觉，睡眠。
I want sleep.
我想睡觉。
But night after night, when Tilly is screaming from 2 till 4, I just want to give up.
但是夜复夜的，他的小孩就 Tilly 一直的从2点到4点钟哭啊，他只能放弃了。
But much much more than that, I long to see my kids know the Lord.
但是更多的，我渴望看到我的孩子能够认识主。
And this may have been your prayer for your entire life, and still, you pray it.
这可能是你的祷告，也可能是你整个一生的祷告，你仍然可能为这个来祷告，希望你的孩子得到拯救。
You may be praying continually as I am to see the suffering of Christians in China, in Africa, to end.
你可能想看到在祷告中看到那些中国的基督徒，那些非洲的基督徒，他们忍受的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters across the Middle East liberated. I don't want to see people having to seek refuge, risking their lives to get away from home.
你知道吗？看，你要去祷告，要看到那些。整个中东的弟兄姊妹能得到释放，我不想看到人们不得不逃离开家乡，到别的地方去寻求庇护，冒着他们自己生命的危险离开他们的故乡。
I can't imagine how that will happen, and yet I can ask for that to be so.
我不能想象说神到底怎么样会使这些发生，但是我祷告，希望神这样做。
You know what else I want?I want to see the kingdom grow here at Nawi and beyond. The 11 o'clock, the 2 p.m. services, friends who continue to reject the Lord change. You know those people I could never ever imagine changing one bit.
你知道我还想要看什么？我要看到神国度的成长，不仅是在Nawi这里，甚至在世界各地。我们不仅看到我们的中文堂、英文堂都在成长，有看到那些个一直拒绝主的那些人，他能够改变。有的时候我真的觉得他们好像永远都不会改变了。
More and more people saved by the grace of the gospel, made alive in Christ, grasping His love. You and me grasping the fullness of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. It's unimaginable.
啊，我们希望他们能够在基督里面，因着信靠主，能够他们的里面的生命可以活过来，能够让像我们一样，能够基督的经历基督的爱是何等的丰盛。
It's more than we could ever ask.Or imagine. But in verse 20, Paul, he stretches his language to the absolute limits.
你知道吗？保罗在二十节说，他神能所做的远远超过我们所求所想的。保罗的祷告已经达到了一个尽头。
Infinitely more, he says, infinitely more than you can ask or even imagine.
他说神能够所做的远远超过你能够所求所想的。
There is no limit to what God can do when we pray, always awaiting.Because prayer becomes much more than this sort of shopping list, a whole list of requests to present to God.
没有什么能限制神的能力。当我们祷告的时候，我们一直在盼望，一直在期待。祷告远远不是说就是像弄那购物单一样，向神提出一系列的请求。
A list that when perhaps something isn't ticked on it, we've missed out in that moment. No, instead it becomes a realignment of everything.
祷告不是说像购物单一样你买什么东西打个对勾，有的时候我们甚至错过了神给我们的祷告。其实不是这样的，祷告是让神来调整我们的一切。
We pray to see the truth of the universe restored, gain a greater glimpse of the world, to see myself, you, each other through the eyes of God, so that our hearts align with God's heart, our will with God's will.
我们祷告是要看到这个真理被恢复，让我们看到更广阔的世界。祷告是通过神的眼睛来看我们自己，让我们的心来对准神的心，让我们去顺服神的旨意。
This means prayers answered or seemingly unanswered push us back to Him, to the Father, to that relationship.
这样，我们不管我们的祷告得到答应或者没有得到答应，都让我们更多的带回到神的身边。
And this is the final lesson that we learn from Paul.We learn what his heart is centered upon, and it is all about the glory of the Lord.
这是我们从保罗学到的最后一课。我们看到他的心集中在哪里？他在乎的乃是神的荣耀。
In this crescendo, he finishes verse 21. To him be glory in the church and all, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
二十一节他说，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
You can learn a great deal about people when you listen to them pray, can't you? Like my son, you learned a bit about my son just today.
当你听人们祷告的时候，你可以学到很多，其实就像 我的儿子祷告也是这样。
Masks are removed. We see their hearts, their minds, their desires.
人们当祷告的时候，他的面具被挪去了，我们看到他们的心，知道他们的想法，知道他们的欲望。
We see what they care about, where their passions lie. And we've seen this right through the way Paul has prayed today.
我们看到人们通过祷告，我们看到人们的愿望，知道他们关心什么，他们的热情在哪里。通过保罗的祷告，我们就看到保罗的意见。
Paul is all about the glory of God. He knows that we exist to glorify God. The church exists to glorify God.
保罗关心的是神的荣耀，他知道我们每个人活着都是为了荣耀神而活。教会的存在也是为着荣耀神。
Do our prayers have the right focus, like Paul's? Do they begin and end with God?
我们的祷告，我们的焦点是不是对？我们的祷告是不是从神开始，以神结束呢？
Are they personal, calling out to the intimate and infinite Father? Are they full of requests, and are they always awaiting, focused on God and His glory?
我们的祷告是不是个人化的呢？是向一个亲密而且无限的神来呼求，他们是不是满了祈求，而是总是在等待？我们的祷告是不是集中于神和他的荣耀？
For this is a glory that God has pulled us into. And so do our prayers reveal that we are a people who know that they are heard.
你知道，终有一天，神会把我们在爱中带到荣耀里去。我们的祷告是不是显示神听我们的祷告呢？
Let me pray for us now.
好，我们现在。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can call you Father.
主全能的神，我们感谢你，我们谢谢你，我们能够称你是我们的父亲。
We thank you that we are in a personal and intimate relationship with you, although you are the infinite Creator.
你是无限的创造主，我们谢谢你，你让我们跟你之间有一个个人的亲密的关系。
Please make us a people who, by your power, bring all our needs, all our requests to you.
求你啊，借着你的能力，能够让我们把我们所有的祈求带到你的面前来。
Make us a people who is always expectant, awaiting, knowing that you are the God of hope that you are.
帮助我们成为一个祷告的人，使我们的祷告所有的都盼望在你的里面。
And we pray, Lord, to you, the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
我们祷告主，我们知道你所能成就的远远超过我们所求所想的。
And we ask, Lord, that glory be to you in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
我们但愿你的荣耀在你的在你的教会中，并且在耶稣基督里，直到世世代代，永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, again, thank you for being here with us at this service.
谢谢你啊，参加我们的聚会。
And we have care cards that are a chance for you to respond to us, respond to God, tell us how you're doing.
我们有关怀卡，你可以填关怀卡，你可以填写任何你关心的事。
If you need prayer, if you're new, please make sure you fill one of those out or send a text message.
如果你要需要祷告，或者是你新来的教会，你填了关怀卡。
Otherwise, feel more than welcome to come and talk to Liambo, myself, and anybody here.
我们欢迎你啊，给啊我们的牧师来交谈。
Thank you.
谢谢，
谢谢，
谢谢。